Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll talk about the upcoming Kansas State Fair and learn how to sign up your 4-H members for the next 4-H year. And list all the upcoming extension events, like the pre-plant wheat school, August 25th. But first, for today's Did You Know? That the beef community directly and indirectly accounts for 14 million full-time jobs? Did you know that the average size beef cattle herd in the United States is just 44 head? And there are 729,000 beef operations in the United States. Kansas ranks third nationally with 5.95 million cattle on ranches and in feedlots. Kansas also ranks sixth nationally in beef cow numbers as of January 1, 2025, with 1.23 million head. Kansas has 44.8 million acres of farm ground. However, not all this land can be used to grow crops. Cattle are an ideal mechanism for efficiently utilizing grasses and plants growing on the 15.5 million acres of Kansas prairie land. These acres are not suited for the production of cultivated crops and would be a waste if not for the ruminants, such as cattle, turning those resources into essential protein and nutrients for human use. In my 4-H news, with our youngsters headed off to school and September just around the corner, Kansas 4-H youth are gearing up to showcase their hard work, dedication, and talents at one of the most anticipated events in the state, the Kansas State Fair, which runs the 5th through the 14th of September in nearby Hutchison. We will have livestock shows that will take place that first full weekend at the fair, which includes beef, sheep, swine, and goats, along with dairy cattle. Besides livestock, 4-H members will display their projects in two different buildings on the fairgrounds, the 4-H Centennial Hall and the 4-H Showcase Building. In these buildings, you will find a variety of projects from entomology to geology, engineering and technology-related projects, rocketry, plant science, vegetables and crops, and so much more. Making its second appearance at the fair is a brand new project, Veterinary Science, in which youth have the opportunity to learn about animal health and create an educational display. Food and nutrition is also one of the most popular projects at the state fair. Another crowd favorite is the Legislative Showmanship Contest, in which Kansas legislators learn from 4-H members on how to show a market steer. This event involves youth to connect one-on-one with the lawmakers and share with them what they are very passionate about. K-State Extension encourages those inspired by exhibits at the Kansas State Fair to learn more about 4-H. And September is a perfect time to visit the local 4-H clubs to find the right fit for your family. Our 4-H year starts October 1, and that's when enrollment will open for community members to be able to join or rejoin. Call or stop at the Extension office and talk to our new 4-H agent, Laura Savage, to get all the details. In my wheat news, make plans for our upcoming pre-plant wheat school, which will be held Monday, August 25th, with a meal starting at 6:30 and the program to follow. This year, we will again be having a ladies program starting at 7 p.m. This educational pre-plant wheat school will be held at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. And on our extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, September 10th, starting at 6:30 right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside in McPherson. Come learn how to make empanadas. This is where we get to make the recipe right along with our extension specialists. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.